Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah Gon, good afternoon to you. It feels like it's been a long time.
It's only time when a week is long. In politics, it's short.
Well, okay, we're going to get right on to that. And I'm going to ask you to try and deal with why the government is stealing farms quite quickly, because I also want you to please address the issue of distribution of vaccines and BEE. But let's see if we can squeeze them both in this afternoon. Okay. I just don't know what's fake news anymore and what isn't, and I'm perplexed, yeah, and I thought maybe you could help.
I'm not sure I can help out on that, but what I wanted to just talk about was I picked up a press release from Annette Steyn, the DA Shadow Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, which she issued yesterday. And she is concerned, you know, the Minister of Agriculture, Toko Didiza, had announced that 700,000 hectares of state land would be released for agricultural purposes. And she's saying that the DA has received distress calls from productive farmers who are complaining that the announcement is being used by Agriculture Department officials to intimidate them into vacating their farms. And one of the things they've noticed is that people are being intimidated to hand over their farms, but they are not on that 700,000 hectare distribution list. So there's just no connection. And she wants it to be discussed. And she gives an example to be discussed next week in Parliament. And she gives an example which we've unfortunately seen similarly too often. A recent victim of this intimidation, she says, is Mr. Ivan Clutie, a productive pig farmer who conducts his farming activities at Colenso Farm. This week, a rapid intervention from the DA stopped the eviction of Mr. Clutie from his farm after agricultural officials visited him to ask that he hand over the keys and leave immediately. It is not clear who gave the order for this eviction and why, especially considering the fact that his farm was not listed. And I mean, potential expropriation without compensation law, the change to the constitution, the law, the expropriation bill, which the IRR has been fighting enormously, has created a sort of sense amongst officials that they can just sort of go in and take it. And the bill as it's currently stated, while it gives remedies to farmers and to people who own property, usually by the time they can get through the processes, if they can afford to in any way, in any event, the property will in effect have gone. And that's why, it's one of the reasons we're so dead against it.
We're not going to get through that second issue today. I can see that, because this is really interesting. Just tell me something. Teach me something. The expropriation bill allows somebody to take the land. Does it then dictate what one has to do with it?
You mean those who are taking the land?
Yes. Yes. Does it talk about giving it to the poor? Does it talk about parceling? But is it required?
They have to give a reason, but it really doesn't matter what they say, because what happens is the process is relatively quick. Once they issue you with a particular notice in terms of the act, you can challenge it, but you've got to leave your farm if the time expires before you get to challenge it, and the time is short. I can't often remember what the time is, but it's 21 days or something. It's really bizarre. So it's just such a dreadful piece of legislation that's why my colleagues have been fighting this tooth and nail.
My question was somewhat different. I'm saying, okay, so they've used the law to take the farm. Then who ensures what is done with the farm?
No one really ensures what is done with the farm. I mean, we've seen instances currently where people are pressurized off farms and if the farms are taken, there's nothing to support these people simply because the systems around it are failing and the police don't act, etc. Now that's the current situation. With regard to the future, I don't think any systems, and I have to admit that I don't know the detail in this. I will put forward a colleague who I will probably interview on this in more detail shortly. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing, you know, the ANC can say they're either going to use it to as productive land for small farmers, or they can say it's going to be used for land reform or whatever it may be. And, you know, good luck to you if you're going to try and get them to do what they say they will do with it. And it's a huge area for corruption. It's a huge, because officials will take land under the name of a municipality or province or even nationally, and you, the person whose property is taken is really on the back foot because all the processes favor the various elements of the state. So I don't, you know, in any event, look at the state we've got. To expect anyone to use it for the purposes required, who's going to take it to court to demand that it is done?
In one sentence, can you put me out of my misery and explain to me what Malema and Zuma may or may not be talking about this weekend?
I can't. I've just vaguely heard about it very briefly, but I'm sure it will be politically very instructive, and maybe they're looking at putting a force together, you know, sort of the RET faction, which is Zuma and ACE, and want to get together with Malema and create a new party. It could be very, very creative and very entertaining.
Soragon, you're always entertaining. Look forward to chatting to you same time next week.
Thanks, Simon.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.